Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Friday, the 8th of May. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. The government's new $50 million boost for regional news coverage is now open for applications. Known as the Public Interest News Gathering Program, it's designed to help regional newspapers and radio stations present quality news of interest to the community. We all know how expensive news is to produce, particularly at the regional level, so this will be a great boost for the industry. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says public interest journalism keeps communities informed and connected. Well, much to the relief of its embattled staff, Southern Cross Media has successfully completed its capital raising. The $169 million funding will see it through the COVID-19 crisis and will hopefully put it on a good footing to begin rebuilding confidence with shareholders. Institutional investors took up 92% of the offering. CEO Grant Blackley showed his faith in the company by acquiring over 1 million shares for his personal superannuation fund. SCA's shares closed at 13 cents yesterday. As a former owner of regional radio, I can tell you that it's often tough to meet the local content quotas during the good times, let alone the position stations find themselves in right now. Commercial Radio Australia's gone into bat for the 220 regional stations that have those onerous regulatory obligations to meet. Chief Executive Joan Warner says she's having meetings with the Minister and ACMA to try to get a pass on quotas for stations while they have many of their staff still working from home. ARN's told shareholders the naked truth at the HT&E AGM, and it's not pretty. The network was down 7.2% on revenue in the March quarter, and the current quarter has been severely impacted by COVID-19, with ad revenues from direct clients down 40%. So you think life in the media here in Australia can be pretty tough, with the pressure of ratings and all. But in the Philippines, broadcasters literally put their life on the line. One outspoken journalist, Rex Cornelio, was shot dead Tuesday by two gunmen while he was riding home on his motorbike. At least 186 media people have been murdered in the Philippines in the past 35 years. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com. When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.